Well, it's almost as big as the Olympics, and it's going to be right here, the World Police and Fire Games, Winnipeg 2023. I got Mike Edwards on the line. He's the new COO. Mike, tell us how this all got started.
The way that this Games works is very different from, say, like your Pan Am Games or an Olympics or a FIFA World Cup. It is actually driven by local first responders. So we have a couple of firefighters, a couple of corrections officers and police locally that drove the bid, and we're successful with the bid in 2017 to host in 2023, but it was really driven by local first responders.
Well, that's amazing. So we now know how they got here. What are they exactly?
So the World Police and Fire Games is the second largest sporting event in the world by participation, only second to the Summer Olympics. It's a multi-sport Olympic style event with 63 sports for active and retired law enforcement, firefighters, paramedics, and first responders from around the world.
Wow.
To compete in any and every sport of their choosing within those 63 that we offer.
And I'm assuming you want the public out to some of this stuff.
Absolutely. All of our public venues are free admission. The only venues due to safety are certain ones that may have shooting on them just from a safety perspective, but all of our other venues are, our public venues are open and it's free admission. So that is anything from our hockey to our table tennis to dodgeball to arm wrestling, you name it. And
no kidding.
The public can come out and watch every single one of these sports.
Well, obviously, with so many people coming to Winnipeg, you need some help with this.
You're right. Well, we're welcoming 8,500 athletes or more from around the world, from over 60 countries. So it's going to take, an army of friendly, caring volunteers that we're looking for, just over 3,000 volunteers.
Okay.
Our volunteer registration is now open.
Okay.
So anybody can sign up on our website, WPFG2023.com. To do a variety of roles, anything from sport to administration to operations and logistics, transportation. I can go on and on, but we have a multitude of roles that any volunteer can find a place that they want to give back to the first responders to see the athleticism of those individuals and the person behind the badge and the person under the helmet and what it takes to be a first responder.
This is our way to give back and say thank you, volunteering.
You couldn't be more right. What they do for us on a day-to-day basis, this is one small way for us as the community to volunteer and say thank you for everything you do to us.
Okay, so we can go to WPFG2023.com.
It lists all our 63 sports, our 41 venues.
Nice.
It identifies what days the competitions are happening, and then all the information regarding our merchandise, which is on sale, our volunteer registration, even athlete registration. So if there's anybody out there that has a family member or a friend that, throughout the country or throughout the world that they would love to see or host here and have them participate, share the information and let's bring more athletes around from around the world to Winnipeg.
Well, Mike, looking forward to it. July 28th to August 6th, the World Police and Fire Games 2023.